We are recording. What does that mean? Can we start? Yes, no? One moment. I'd like to call us to order. This is the Health and Social Services Committee meeting, our first meeting of this hunk of session, and on March 27th at 1 o'clock. Next is our prayer. We'll go right into prayer. I'm going to ask Congresswoman Stabler, if she'd be so kind to render an afternoon prayer.
Thank you. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this wonderful day. We thank you for the opportunity that we have to serve our people. We ask that you watch over all of our people that are hurting and mourning, need your special guidance, need just your hand on them. We ask all this in Jesus' name. Thank you. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Roll call, please.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Present.
Congresswoman Goodfox. Congresswoman Lemon.
Present.
Congressman Tillman.
Here.
Speaker Walker. Congressman Mason.
Present. We'll acknowledge that Congresswoman Goodfox is taking care of her duties as a cook, taking care of our ceremonial meals that we have, and she's down at Hominy taking care of the fire and what she has to do down there. Respect that, and we acknowledge that. So she's absent today from this table and taking care of what she needs to do down south. Next is the approval of the minutes. You have the minutes attached to the agenda today. Giving you a few moments, if you would, please, to look and review the minutes. If there's any deletions, additions, corrections, please acknowledge, and we'll make do.
Motion to approve the minutes from March 8, 2019.
I have a motion and I have a second to approve the minutes. If there's any discussion, hearing none, those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Those opposed say no. Motion carries. We have approved the minutes. And for those listening and for my members here at the table, today's agenda, the way we will do things today is to acknowledge the sponsors as they can introduce their bills to us, their legislation to this table, and we can hear their narrative. We'll hold our Q&As, questions and answers, until tomorrow. We'll meet again tomorrow. We're not necessarily in a hurry, but we want to take care of and let our sponsors, that being firstly, referencing consideration of ONCA 1870, an act to amend the Osage Nation Health Benefit Act, 16 ONC sections 3102, 3104, and 3105, and add 16 ONC sections 3106 and 3107, and to establish an alternate effective date. We do have a committee substitute, and the sponsor is Congresswoman Shannon Edwards. And we're going to go over to Shannon at this time and just give her some talk time to enlighten this committee, this committee, about your committee substitute that you brought to us.
Well, the committee substitute was filed on September 25th, so you had it for probably about 6 months. I don't think it was adopted, was it?
Yes.
Yes, it was adopted. Okay. This bill has gone back through the bill that, in my opinion, was rushed through in December of 2017 due to the fact that we had advertised and awarded a new administrator the contract to execute our health benefit law. That law changed a lot of the requirements for the third-party administrator, most importantly of which was that the plan had to be substantially similar to what was in the law, and it provided for the third-party administrator to do certain things, including ensuring that the expenses that were able to be charged on the card portion of the health benefit were limited to certain expenses that had been approved by Congress. So Congressman Mason and others might recall that we went through a list of expenses, Assistant Principal Chief will remember, we went through a list of expenses back when the Health Benefit Act was first passed, and we discussed what expenses were going to be allowed under the plan. The card was coded, and this was one of the things that we wanted to make sure of. The card was coded so that it would only accept those certain allowable expenses. And that was part of the law. And then there was an auditing function too, a random audit that went on. That was part of the specifics of the plan that was part of the law. The bill that passed in December removed that specific plan out of the law and made some changes that frankly weren't accurate. For example, the Medicare supplement piece is not pursuant to a plan document. It's a contract with a third party. And where the law referenced that the plan included three parts of the plan, it included language that the Medigap coverage was part of the plan document, which was not true. So this went back and corrected some of those errors that were just frankly, I think it was, in my opinion, it was caused by the rush of, hey, we're going to get a new third party. They can't comply with the terms of the law that we have, and we need to make some changes. So this tries to go back and correct some of those errors. And at this point, not now, though, I'm beginning to wonder whether we really even want to have a health benefit at this point. Maybe it would be better just to have a $500 award to those people that sign up for it, because as I understand it, we're having difficulties now with several aspects of the way that the benefit is structured at this point. So I think this is going to, if we're going to continue forward with a limited health benefit, it needs to be back to the vision that we had in the beginning, which was there are certain expenses that are covered under this benefit, and that's it. And each individual owns the right to those funds for that benefit, and we're going to track that. And yes, you want to make it easy for people to access the benefit, but there's some responsibility that goes along with that. Now, we changed, as you'll recall, we've changed to have 3 years of benefit without it rolling off. We've also changed to have a universal now application so that once you sign up once, you don't ever sign up again. And to me, based on those two, if that's the way the nation wants to go, and that's the way this Congress wants to go, and that's the way the executive wants to go, then maybe we need to think about, because we're offering 3 years of $500 benefit, and because you only have to sign up once, do we want to think about just having a $500 benefit to the members that sign up? I can't answer that question right now, but I'm not fully apprised of all the problems that we're having since we changed the law. But I do think the law either has to go back to providing the safeguards that the Osage people need, or we need to do something else and give them the ability to access the equivalent of $500 to utilize in their discretion. So that's where we are.
Okay, thank you, Congresswoman Edwards. And again, just the narrative part of your committee substitute. For those listening in and for us here at the table, and yes, we've had this on the table and in our hands, and I know as all of us as members of this legislative body, as well as executive, we're all on the trying to make this a better thing, if you will, for in the area of health for our Osage people, and to convenience them and make it a better way that they can access kinds of services. And with this idea that we generated in the early years, we're here today. But along with that, there's always needs for adjustments, needs for reviewing, and I think that's where we are now, and I think executives doing that, we're all doing that, to make this better for everybody, and especially those that are using this wisely and in the right manner. We want them to continue to have that right to do so and be able to, as a nation, provide that for our people to make it better. So again, just to acknowledge and let the people know today that we're having some time just for our sponsors to enlighten us about their bills, and we as members of this committee can get into our Q&A, our questions and answers, opinions, if you will, tomorrow, because we'll meet again tomorrow. And we can go back over these things and, again, review, if you will, over the night, evening hours, this particular committee substitute. And, again, share with the health people that may be coming down to visit us and sit in and listen or contribute. Same with executive to be here and share, if they will. As we look at our legislation that's on our table, again, we are all trying to assist and make this better for our people. And I appreciate all of you here at the table on this committee to do so. So with that said, I'm going to go ahead and move forward to number six, and that's consideration of ONCA 1909 to appropriate $523,659 to the Counseling Center for the Medication-Assisted Treatment Program and to establish an alternate effective date. This legislation is sponsored by Congresswoman Stabler. I'm going to ask and give Congresswoman Stabler some time now to enlighten us, if you will, about her legislation and while we're doing that. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Just a quick question of the chair. I had amendments prepared for the last bill that you had up on the screen. So.
Would
my
you,
understanding is it's appropriate to do at your next committee meeting?
That'll be tomorrow, yes.
Okay, all
we'll
right,
do
thank
some
you.
Business at hand tomorrow.
Okay.
We're just introducing more or less today.
Thank you. I understand now.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We have with us Jennifer McLaughlin, who's the acting director at the Counseling Center, and this is a new grant for her program. And so if it's okay with the committee, I'd like to ask her to come to the table and she can tell us what this grant entails.
And this grant, again, is $523,659. We're talking about grant money. Please join us. Is this federal dollars, state dollars, or what?
It is federal dollars.
In total?
And that is per year. It is a three-year grant.
Okay. Please acknowledge and speak into the microphone.
Yes,
clearly,
sir.
If you will, identify yourself and what your position is, and then enlighten us about this federal dollars that's coming into our tribe.
Yes, sir. Thank you. I'm Jennifer McLaughlin, Acting Director of the Counseling Center. This particular bill is addressing a SAMHSA grant that we were awarded less than a month ago. And it is a three-year grant. That amount of $525,659 will repeat over the next 3 years.
Okay. May I interrupt and ask you to clarify for our listening audience? You said a SAMHSA grant. What will those acronyms stand for?
Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration.
That would be a Substance Abuse Mental Health
Services Administration.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, sir.
That helps me along as well. Please continue.
Okay. So the purpose of this grant is it is actually going to provide medication-assisted treatment, which is buprenorphine or Suboxone for opioid addiction, as well as naloxone for alcohol addiction. We will be screening patients at the clinic looking for opiate use disorders, And then should they have an opiate use disorder, they will be directed to either Dr. Shaw or Dr. Pierce, who have the ability to prescribe this medication, and they will be further evaluated to see if they are appropriate for medication-assisted treatment. This grant is providing funding for that treatment, and it is also funding three counselors, three additional counselors, with one of them being specific for family therapy, because it's very difficult for an individual to make changes if we are not also assisting the family as a whole in making changes. So there will be a counseling component as well as this medication-assisted treatment. We, over years 2 and 3, will be expanding and hopefully building a relationship with Osage County Jail and Dick Connors Correctional Facility to be able to screen Native Americans, specifically Osages, as they are ready to discharge from the prison or the jail to see if they're appropriate for this program, because they're more likely to be successful if they come out and are put on medication-assisted treatment.
Okay, your presentation wants to generate some questions from us. Let me open this up right now just because this is federally funded. These are federal dollars. If there's anyone here on the committee who would like to ask questions about the presentation that was just made. Ms. Lemon.
Thank you, Chair. Thank you, Jennifer, for being here today. So I heard you mention the naloxone for alcoholism abuse.
Yes.
Could you elaborate on that? Because a lot of our audience may be associating naloxone with opioid overdose.
Okay, I'm sorry, naltrexone.
Okay.
I'm sorry, they are so close in name, I twist them up in my head. So naltrexone is, it assists alcoholics, it reduces their craving. It is not like the old school version, antabuse, which would actually physically make you ill if you drank while you took it. This merely acts to reduce your cravings and your desire to drink. Whereas the buprenorphine, it attaches to the opioid receptors in your brain, and it fools those receptors into thinking you've had an opiate so that you no longer crave it. That's a way oversimplification. If Dr. Shaw were here, he could explain it much more in depth.
Okay.
I forgot to mention there is a cultural component to this grant as well. We have money allocated within the grant. Any women who are in this program will receive classes and they will make their own shawl. And any men who are in this grant will have classes and make a hand drum. So there is a component there as well.
What may I ask, what is the timing? When would you anticipate receiving these federal dollars to begin implementing this program?
It's my understanding they should be coming any time. I had to submit a couple of corrections to things because this grant was submitted way back in April. So I had to make some corrections, which went in yesterday. And I would assume as soon as they accept those corrections, then we would receive the money.
Ms. Lemon.
Thank you, Chairman. I really appreciated your explanation of the two, and I felt like you did a great job.
Thank you.
So that others can understand that we have to be, you know, there's naloxone and naltrexone, which they're so close, and but actually there is studies out there with naloxone and alcohol intoxication. So I was trying to figure out how deep you guys were going, because that would be at a hospital type level.
No.
And so then that's why I think I appreciate the explanation. And the reason that I asked for that is because naltrexone is used for alcohol abuse,
and can be treated. You can do it at the clinic level, but you can also use naloxone if you have a patient that comes into the hospital that has alcohol intoxication to sometimes arouse the patient with some other medications. So there, we have to be very careful about how, you know, medication we're referencing. So I do appreciate that. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other questions at this point in time? We're not going to take any movement on this particular decision until tomorrow, later day. We're going to postpone some activity at this level. We're just, again, getting some narration, if you will, from the sponsors for our listening audience, as well as what we have here. And that kind of sets it up for everyone to tune in tomorrow to see what we're going to do with these particular pieces of legislation. And we do appreciate all of the grant writers and those that secure outside monies to assist us in these kinds of projects. And certainly welcome to invite you to come back tomorrow.
Of course, sir.
And join us as we'll be doing some other activities with your piece of legislation. Thank you for being here. I'm going to move forward, and for Speaker Walker, what we're doing, Speaker, is that I'm more or less having our sponsors enlighten our listening audience and us, and just give us a narrative of what you have presented or have you brought in pieces of legislation. We'll do actual busy work on it beginning tomorrow. So I'm going to change the agenda because Congresswoman Edwards is in discussion with the Assistant Chief. So we'll go to ONCA 1922, which is sponsored by Speaker Walker. This is an act to amend the Summer Health Program and to establish an alternate effective date. And so just tell us a little bit and enlighten us, Speaker Walker, if you would, here at the table, as well as listening audience, why you think you need to have this? Why do we have to have this?
Well, thank you, Chairman. We actually do already have this. I don't mean to say that rudely, but this was a bill or a program that Congressman Shaw has brought before us to this table, and we passed the legislation along with an appropriation to fund the Health Career Summer Program. Currently, it enables the Wajajee Health Center to bring on some high school students to come in and basically experience medical field. I'm sure either of these two ladies at the table could give us a better description on what they did last summer. But Congressman Shaw came to this table the last time we had a committee meeting and said that he thought the money would be better suited if the internship was allowed to be used to send the interns to a program or I forget, I don't have it in front of us. I just walked in. I apologize for being tardy. I was in another meeting on a board I sit in with the county. Dr. Shaw was unable to make it, but he asked if I would sponsor this and basically give them some flexibility to send the interns to a program that's in Tulsa, and he felt like it would give them a better glimpse or look at the medical field than what was provided at the Wajajee Health Center.
Congresswoman Stabler.
If I could just add one little thing to it, that's right. There is a little more sophisticated program in Tulsa, for one, that he would like to send some to. But he would also like to be able to continue the program that we have already established here. And he's hoping that within the budget he can manage to do that, because we always had funds left over. But I think he's going to be really glad that he can possibly come tomorrow. You might check with him, RJ. See if he can come tomorrow so he could make his presentation and take questions.
Chairman, would you be so kind as to add this to tomorrow's agenda?
Oh, yes. All of these are on tomorrow's agenda. We'll do the Q&As and start working on the busy work of these legislations tomorrow.
Thank you.
All right. We're going to go ahead and move along. And Ms. Edwards, if you can hear us, Congresswoman Edwards, have you please enlighten us on your ONCA 1910, an act to establish family medical leave in law for Osage Nation full-time employees and to establish an alternate effective date. And just for our listening audience and those employees and all of our members here, tell us about that piece of legislation you're introducing.
Well, over time, I've had members of my own family that contemplated going on family medical leave to take care of elderly parents. Recently, I know that the nation adopted a policy of allowing some maternity leave and paternity leave. But as we've seen, and as we all know, policy can change day to day. And so I thought it was appropriate for us to set in law what was meant by family medical leave, what the ground rules were for that, and then to let the appropriate executive departments implement it. But to set in law the allowance for family medical leave. Now, this tracks pretty closely what the federal government provides for, but so it needs some work, and it there may be some things that people want to change about it. I do need to get a fiscal analysis on it. It will have some expense to it, but I think it's I have experience caring for elderly parents, and it does put a huge it takes a financial and emotional toll when you do it. But you want to do it, or many people want to do it. I'll say it that way. So, but to risk your livelihood for your own family or your own well-being to undertake that is quite daunting. So I'm hopeful that we can come up with a plan for allowing employees to do that and give them some security in their jobs if they do choose to do so. So that's what that's about.
Thank you very much for that narration on your piece of legislation, and again for the committee, as we can review the items that are being presented to us today, and ask you to review those again, review them this evening, and bring your questions and answers. We'll have the same folks back here tomorrow that can address some of these items, and perhaps we'll get into some more detail about them, dollars and cents, those kinds of things, and who's affected and how, as we all know, what we're curious to find out about these pieces of legislation, as well as giving our sponsors a chance to acknowledge even further if they wish to explain what they have. Chair would entertain a motion now from any of our members here that's to postpone these pieces of legislation till tomorrow.
So moved.
Motion made. Have a second. Any discussion? Hearing none. Those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Those opposed say no. That concludes our agenda. We are adjourned for the day.
FMLA is...
You see how scary...